In honor of Earth Day, President Biden welcomed a panel of world leaders to reignite international commitment and cooperation in cutting harmful emissions and other practices that hurt the environment. And he unveiled several new U.S. climate commitments. And as News Nation's White House correspondent Allison Harris explains, his plan is being met with a mix of skepticism and cautious optimism, Allison.
Nicole, the White House says it can deliver on these initiatives. Calling these initiatives ambitious is an understatement.
President Biden is committing the United States to cutting its greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of this decade.
The signs are unmistakable. The science is undeniable. But the cost of inaction keeps mounting. The United States isn't waiting.
The president convening a virtual summit at the White House, telling leaders of the world's largest economies, including presidents Xi Jinping of China and Russia's Vladimir Putin, that they have a moral imperative to combat climate change.
America represents less than 15% of the world's emissions. No nation can solve this crisis on our own.
The president's new target for reducing emissions is roughly double the commitment made just 6 years ago in the Paris Climate Accord. Today, activist Greta Thunberg addressed Congress.
It is a clear proof that we have not understood the climate emergency at all.
According to NASA and a consensus of climate scientists worldwide, if countries don't act to cut emissions, the continued rise in temperatures will be catastrophic, putting millions at risk of life-threatening weather events like wildfires raging more frequently in California and extreme flooding across the midsection of the country. Corporate America is already on board. Ford, BMW, and other car makers are revving up their efforts, agreeing to phase out the majority of cars on American roads today, instead going electric. GM pledging a zero emissions fleet by 2035. Republicans say that proves private sector is leading the way and government should step aside.
And their plan would thrust the West Coast obsession with electric vehicles onto the entire nation.
America's Power, a coal advocacy group, says it makes no sense for the U.S. to reduce its carbon emissions by half while China, the world's largest carbon emitter, continues to increase emissions. In Washington, Allison Harris, News Nation.